And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Chamber Day here on the program with Jason Smith, the president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and Sharla Meisenheimer, director of membership. We've got lots going on. We're going to talk about some news that happened this week with some businesses here in the community. We've been talking about it in our newscast this morning about the acquisition, Cimarron Trailers, an Oklahoma company, acquiring Travelum here in the Manhattan area over in the Green Valley Business Park in Pottawatomie County. That was big news yesterday. We saw the press release come in and the first expansion out of Oklahoma coming right here to Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah, I'd love to say, they followed me up here, but unfortunately I didn't have anything to do with it, but our Director of Economic Development, Darren Solden, as well as one of our key partners, Jack Austin, over at Pottawatomie County Economic Development Committee, led our efforts on that project. And Cimarron Trailers is a growing, well-respected company in Chickasha, Oklahoma, and just finished a major expansion down there. And they have identified Travelum as a great opportunity to acquire assets and expand into Kansas. The parent company of Cimarron is actually in Iowa. But kind of the cool thing about Cimarron, their president is a K-State alum. So and kind of from this area, I believe. I can't recall his name. But so you have the local connection. But they are the important thing for Manhattan is, number one, their goal is to rehire every person that worked at Travelum. And so they've extended that opportunity for those individuals to continue to work for Cimarron. And then they have growth plans, and I don't believe they announced what those were in the press release, but we did help them and connected them with State Department of Commerce, and they were eligible for some programs through the State Department of Commerce, and are projecting, hopefully, obviously a lot of this has to do with the market and how things go in the economy, but they are projecting to grow their operations in Manhattan, and they have the space to grow their operations in Manhattan. And so, great company, and saves jobs, and then creating new jobs. And of course, that's one of our main focuses as the chamber is growth. And we want to add people, we want to add jobs, and we want the people at those jobs to make more money. And so this is a scenario that I think helps us with all three of those. And, you know, quietly, we had another company that let us know Kansas Gas has built a new facility at our business park out by the airport, and let us know that they had added 16 people to their operations in Manhattan simply because they had the facility here, and they are looking at Manhattan as a growth area for them as well. And those are well-paid jobs, and they are continuing to look for growth opportunities in Manhattan as well. So it's always great. We will have opportunities time to time for a big splash project, but generally in Manhattan, our bread and butter is identifying and growing smaller businesses, and that tends to be, I think, a more productive and a good opportunity for this community. And so those are two examples. Of course, Kansas Gas isn't a small company, but they have a smaller presence here. And so we're excited. We focus on, first and foremost, retention and expansion of our employers. And of course, the Cimarron acquisition of Travelum is both, right? They retain the jobs and expand. And, of course, Kansas Gas is an expansion. And so we're real proud of those projects and proud of those companies, and I look forward to other opportunities there as well. If you are a company and you think you might have opportunities to grow, you certainly let us know, and we'll see if there's opportunities to help. It is a good opportunity, I think, to talk a little bit about economic development generally and what primary employers and how that works as you look at incentives. And I know, and we might get a chance to talk a little more about this later, but economic development certainly came to the forefront, or has come to the forefront, in the state legislative session this year with the debate over the APEX bill. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what APEX stands for, but basically the state is in the final two for a large-scale manufacturing operation, and no one knows what that is outside of the people who are directly involved in the project. It is not in Manhattan. I do get that question from time to time, or in the region. It is in all likelihood somewhere around the KC area. But it's real important to understand that, at least at the chamber, and I think most people who work on these kind of projects, we believe all business is important. And because we believe that business growth drives community growth and drives community growth in a positive way. Private investment is extremely important for us to continue to grow as a community. However, there are different kinds of jobs that add to the economy, while others are maybe enhance the quality of life. And so we call jobs that add money to the economy primary employers. And a primary employer is a company that will sell a product or service to either companies or individuals primarily outside of the community. So if you're looking at it from a Manhattan standpoint, a primary employer would be somebody who sells a product or who sells most of their products or services outside of Manhattan. If you're looking at Kansas, a primary employer will be somebody who sells most of their products or services outside of Kansas. Those are the ones that you typically target for business incentives because they are adding money into the economy. And that money that comes into the economy then spurs additional jobs, additional business opportunities for the existing businesses that are already there. So again, we never want to say that one business is more important than the other because we, again, believe all business is important. However, in order for an economy to grow, you have to have more money come in. And so how you identify those primary employers and you're able to attract them, you're able to grow those employers is incredibly important. But other primary employers include government jobs, right? So Kansas State is a primary employer because the majority of those the money that supports Kansas State comes from outside of Manhattan. So it's a primary employer for Manhattan. It's not for Kansas. Fort Riley is an enormous primary employer because all the money that comes in to support Fort Riley and support and pay salaries and all the things that are around Fort Riley make it a primary employer. So all the money that comes into and they just released their economic impact analysis and it's $4 billion. It just passed $4 billion on the state of Kansas. So that's new money into the economy, and of course, a lot of that comes over to Manhattan in terms of retailers and restaurants and bars and services and all the things that go along with that. We, as a community, have to really focus our efforts on increasing our primary employers. That is when we talk about stagnation in economic growth, and that's what we've had for the last 10 years or so, it is because we've had decreases in two of our major primary employers. We've lost 3,500 soldiers since 2014. That is equated to another 3,000 or so loss of civilian jobs at Fort Riley. And then we've lost economic activity that comes into Kansas State in the form of 4,000 students, so new money coming in. And 300 to 400 FTEs at Kansas State. So when you lose those dollars, that you have to replace them with something. And we've been very fortunate to have a forward-thinking city and city staff and city commission who have recognized the challenges that have come up. So one thing, for instance, is the construction at MBAF has created, filled those gaps in a lot of areas. As well as a lot of the public construction projects that have happened. So North Campus Corridor, downtown redevelopment, Aggieville, those have come in and plugged some holes. Those aren't sustainable, though, right? Because eventually, without new money, you run out of money to do public projects. And so I'm not going to mention who it was, but as one city staff person said, we're about to run out of tricks, right? And that's being a little flip. But it is true that you can only prop up the economic activity in a community, state, country for so long before you have to have private growth. So we are incredibly focused, and our economic development team, which I think is one of the best in the Midwest, if not the country, spends all their time working to attract, retain, grow primary employers, startup entrepreneurs for primary employers, and we will continue to promote that, and hopefully we'll have some new projects to announce in the next few months, as in addition to the two we just talked about today, and we'll start to see the flat trend in population, jobs, and sales tax receipts, and those kind of things go back to a positive growth.
All right. Well, it certainly would be good to see that, so primary businesses here that we could be seeing here potentially. We have like kind of a niche market here in this region. I know we've got the animal health corridor. Do you see maybe those kind of businesses being potential possibilities?
I think anything bio related. I think biosecurity. I think anything related to food safety. And that would include livestock and those kind of things. Yeah, we're positioned really well for that. So in ag science, right? So crop science, those kind of things. And those are the kind of companies that are interested in being in Manhattan. And so when we go out into the marketplace and we talk to companies, everybody that's in those that space is aware of who Manhattan is and what Kansas State can do. And so the opportunities to do those kind of things, I think, are immense. I will tell you this too: we are, and this is, I always want to be real careful when I say this, because this is not any kind of political endorsement. But the change that we've had in the Department of Commerce in the last 2 years, with now Lieutenant Governor Toland, Department of Commerce had been decimated. I think their budget had been cut, by a third, and it had been cut in areas in the business development areas, right? So representing Kansas to companies throughout the world and the country had basically all been slashed to just skeleton crews. And Toland, Lieutenant Governor Toland committed to rebuild the infrastructure at Department of Commerce, and the results of that for us, at least, have been tremendous. And as I talk to our peers around the state, they feel the same thing. So having a strong and productive Department of Commerce is not just important overall to the state, but to individual communities, it becomes imperative. So you take a look at the Cimarron Trailer Project, which we just talked about. Our primary resource for helping them make that decision came through the Department of Commerce, and we could pick up the phone, and within, first of all, you get return calls right away, which wasn't always the case 3 years ago, and then getting meetings, face-to-face meetings with decision makers is within hours, and when you're a business and you're making decisions and you got to get the information as quick as possible. So we do appreciate that. And that gives us other opportunities that we might not have. Obviously Manhattan, we can go out and pitch the things that K-State's really good at, or people who need, who may be targeting military for employees. That's another area that we are. But having a strong Department of Commerce gives us other opportunities. And so all those things right now are aligned, and we're seeing activity like we haven't seen maybe in over a decade.
Wow. All right. Well, we got to take a break here. More In Focus continues in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.